The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy here every Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4, here on AM 690 The Answer. And if you really want to know what's playing this weekend, every Friday morning, Mike Buck and I have a little conversation about 6:45, 6:35 in the morning every Friday. We kind of promote the show, let our listeners know who's coming on. And all you baby boomers out there that Mike Buck's fans there, please tune in every Saturday and Sunday, because I know a lot of you already do. But we provide more and more information every week, every year. So thank you very much for tuning in. And as you know, you can go to our YouTube channel, just search Generations Magazine, and you'll see a bunch of the old ones there. This show will be up in about, 2 weeks or so. So thanks to our intern, UH intern, Shayna, who actually downloads it on our YouTube channel every couple of weeks. So thank you very much, Shayna. Anyway, we're here with a place that I've known for many, many years, but I didn't know it was around many, many, many years. And it's Mo'ili'ili Community Center, and we have the executive director, Nadine Nishioka. And Sunday, I forgot, Sunday, your last name?
Kamai Garez.
Kamai Garez. Yes. Oh, welcome to the show. And you're the senior director. So Nadine and Sunday, thank you very much for coming on the show. And introduce yourself, Ms. Nadine. I've known you for a while.
Yeah. Percy and I go back playing Makule softball, although he's older than I am. But, you know.
Rub it in.
Yeah, I was one of the youngins. So, I've been at the center for, going on 16 years, 17 years. I started out as a member of the board of directors for about 13 years. And then as president, they moved me into executive director for kind of like supposedly just be in, you know, just supposed.
How long have you been director now?
Yeah, about going on 4 years now.
Really, that long?
Yeah, so wow. I was supposed to be just, you know, temporary, but I'm going to be a lifer. So.
Wow, you do a great job. I mean, I know you love your seniors. And
I do. We love our seniors. We love the kids. You know, our kids are there from ages 5 all the way to 100, and we can get into that in a little more detail later. But yeah, it's a great community center. We're one big happy family.
Yeah, and Sunday. I'm going to forget your last. I don't want to butcher it. I was going to call you Sunday. I love your name, by the way.
Thank you.
You know,
I
have an unusual name, too, right? I mean, I'd rather have Sunday than Percy. But anyway, that's another story. But, yeah, welcome to the show. And your background, what do you do over the Mo'ili'ili Community Center?
I am the Senior Center Director. I've been the director for about a year and a half. And I wanted to – I work with developmentally disabled individuals as well, but I wanted to give back to the community. So I wanted to find a way to do that. So the Senior Center is a perfect way to do that.
Well, you have a great home over there.
Yes.
I tell you, you guys do so much. But we want to go into programs, but what I wanted to do, and I've known Nadine for many years, and she's not playing softball anymore. I still am, but you can always come out for poo-poos.
Okay.
But, you know, I didn't know, I mean, you guys have been around a long time, but I didn't know 115 years?
Yeah, 115 years. We're celebrating this year.
Wow. And give our audience a background, because I don't really understand, remember how you guys started, why you guys started, but give our audience listeners a little bit of information on Mo'ili'ili Center.
Sure. So basically, we started out as a Japanese language school in a home back in the 1890s. And some families got together to continue the Japanese culture, history, and of course, the language, hence Japanese language school. Then back, around 1928, we are at the site that we currently are at. That's where we took over 2535 South King Street.
Right behind
Down to Earth. And just for the record, we own the land, okay? Down to Earth leases the land from us, okay? For the record, we own the property outright.
You got security over there.
Yeah. So we're good. So we were chartered as an association in 1945 and officially became Mo'ili'ili Community Center back in 1965. But we are celebrating 115 years this year. And a shout out, April 29th is our fundraiser.
Yes, if you guys want to give back, come to a great evening. It's April 29th at a Japanese Culture Center.
Right, at the Manoa Grand Ballroom. Please feel free to contact us.
You have a few tickets left, I'm sure.
We do. We still have a few tickets left. We're celebrating 115 years, and the theme is where great things happen. So we really want you to come and see all of the things we offer the community.
And if you want a chance to win a Las Vegas getaway.
That's right. Thank you to Percy for donating a trip for two to Vegas with vacations
airfare,
for you.
Airfare, hotel, food, transfers.
Food, everything.
And thanks to Kevin at Vacations Hawaii,
yes,
by
Vacations
the way.
Yes, Vacations Hawaii. Thank you very, very much. They always do good to help those in the community. But yeah, so we're a flourishing community organization, and we're out there to serve those in our community who are looking for something to do. We have a lot of programs, and Sunday can go into programs that we have for the senior center. But, you know, we have offer a lot of things. I know this is Generations Radio Show, but I just want to kind of give a shout out. We have a children and families program for anyone from ages 5 through 5th grade. And we are a private, not-for-profit organization. So we do have a small, tiny membership fee, which is $30 a year, which is very nominal.
That's small.
Yeah, it's very nominal. It's very nominal. And what we do is we offer after-school care for kids, and we also have our Japanese language school.
So those kids, are they bused in there, or you pick them up? Or yeah, where are they coming from?
So we pick up the kids from certain schools. So we also have A-plus after-school programs, which we are contracted by the state, by the Department of Health Board of Education. So those are after-school programs are at Ka'ahumanu, Lunalilo, and Jefferson Elementary Schools. So our buses go there to pick up the kids and bring them back to our community center for Japanese school. And we also have Hokulani Morning Care, Hokulani Elementary Care.
Really?
Yeah, so our buses go there and pick up the kids after school, including University Lab School, where I graduated from. Shout out for Lab School.
Wow, good
yeah.
for you.
And so, you know, we have a lot of kids who come from other schools that our buses don't go to pick up, and the parents drop them off because we are a flourishing Japanese language school.
So but can I ask what those times are when you say after school? Like
so it starts around 2:30,
3
o'clock. Yeah. So
school gets out that early?
You know, school gets out earlier on Wednesday, like
1:30. Okay, yeah,
Wednesday they get
true,
out at 1:30, and
true.
Other than that, they get out, I think it's like 2 o'clock. I know. I mean, my school days didn't end until
3:30. Yeah, I know.
So,
I was going to say, I mean, it's getting shorter and shorter. Yeah. And so you guys pick them up, and it is still a Japanese, traditional Japanese language school.
That is, that's correct. We are a Japanese language school. They are taught how to write the different characters from hiragana, katakana, and even some kanji for advanced students. And they speak verbal as well. We do communication.
And what grade is that from again?
From kindergarten through fifth grade.
Fifth grade, okay. Because I know a lot of our baby boomers have children. And so they're looking for resources, obviously, for their parents. But a lot of times, you know, never know.
Hey, you know, we are a Generations Community Center.
That's right.
Because you have members who are on our board of directors and board of trustees who themselves came to the Japanese language school.
Now, did you go to the Japanese language school there?
I learned Japanese at University Lab School.
Oh, okay, right.
And
right.
lived in Japan where I learned how to speak Japanese. But my family, my grandmothers are from the Mo'ili'ili community area.
Wow.
They lived in the Mo'ili'ili community throughout their entire lives. And so, yes, I'm very familiar with the center. So it was kind of like coming back home.
Yeah. And so I like the fact that you guys serve seniors, but also, you know, your children
right.
over there.
Right.
So besides the after-school program, what are any other children programs? You have summer programs?
We have Summer Smiles program. That program is a fantastic program. Yes, you have the city and county summer fun programs, but at Mo'ili'ili Community Center, our children and families program, the Summer Smiles program, runs from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. So it's a full day. So parents can drop the kids off as early as 7, actually. They can drop the kids off, and we watch them until 5:30 so the parents can work a full day and not have to worry about having to pick up their children at 2
o'clock.
What
grades is that?
That's, again, K through 5. And then we also have a right, and we also have a teen program as well where they learn to be junior leaders and be leaders in their communities.
Wow. Well, that's great. I know we want to get back to some of the other programs you have, but so Sunday, you've been working with them for a year, and I know they love you. I drop off magazines every other month when we deliver them, but I want to know. So what are some of the experiences that you have besides, and we'll get into the programs a little bit later on.
I think, you know, when I first started at the senior center, one of the biggest things I was amazed with is everyone is a volunteer there. All our instructors are volunteers. They don't get paid, which you know, it's not normal anywhere normally now. And so they just do it because they love it. So we have seniors that have been volunteering at the center for 30 years plus. They've been attending the center for like that. The other thing was we have about 300 to 500 seniors we service a day and about 1,100 total. You know, in
that's an impressive numbers there.
So they keep me, they keep us on our toes. But they like to do different things. They're so active. We have classes that run from 7:30 till about 3 o'clock every day. And they are there at 7 o'clock.
I'm sure they are.
They're there earlier. They're there earlier.
That's true. That's true.
Well, you're right by the bus stop too, right by Kinko's FedEx, right?
Yes.
So it's so easy for them.
Yes.
Your location, and with the condominiums all in the area, that's why I'm sure you must get a lot.
Definitely.
Can I ask what ages? How old do you have to be able to enter or join?
When we take seniors from 60 years old and above, but we also take them even if they're not 60 years old, and we just ask them to, instead of being able to formally register in our program, they can actually volunteer. So they can still kind of check out what the classes are like, get used to going, but they're strictly doing it on a volunteer basis. So whether they're helping another instructor or things like that.
And what's the oldest one? You mentioned 100 years old. Is
that we have a Kupuna support program, and we have a senior there who's 102.
102.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. I mean, that's my goal, to live a lot longer, but I mean.
You want to know the secret?
Well, yeah, you tell me.
Okay. So our seniors who are in their 90s don't even use a walker, all right? They beat me up the stairs, okay? So they're in their late 90s, 100, 101. They're extremely healthy, and they always say, you never get angry, and we don't take any medicine. So I said, well, most of us, we're not going to live past 60 because we get angry every day. And
well, speak for yourself. I try not to get angry.
We get angry when we get angry when we, you know, our computer doesn't work properly.
Yeah.
The phones are going off, ringing off the hook. And so it's not getting angry at any one person. They said, there's always another day. And so these seniors, they're 100 years old. We've had, let's say, about 7 centennial seniors who received the award from the emperor.
Really?
Yeah. And so they've got that silver leaf from the emperor.
Wow, you gotta let me know when we put them in a magazine.
Okay, because, we'll do.
I mean, that's the goal for everybody, I think, and no medication is true. You know, we have in the magazine now James Carter, who's an acupuncturist and an herbalist, and he talks about he's been schooled by many, many Chinese professors on the mainland, and he was telling me how, you know, the normal thinking is when you go to American and Western medicine doctors, what is he gonna do? Prescribe a medicine, prescribe a med. And it's not good. I mean, we got to find alternative ways that are less intrusive. And a lot of times, if you take more than one medication, as you know, it can combat each other.
Right.
So, but yeah, we love to have a story. We've done a few stories on centenarians.
Yes.
But if you can get them together maybe once a month or once a year, let me know, because we love to.
Okay.
We love to show that as an example, because my parents are 86 and 88. And so my dad going to be 89 this year, and we're planning a big celebration for next year at 90.
Wow.
But then I talked to him about some of these other scenes I know, like 95 and 100. I said, Dad, you got a long ways to go, buddy. But he's very active, and so, you know, my parents are pretty healthy. And it is the key. The key is,
like
my mom says, stay active.
Yeah.
But she's always smiling, always happy.
Right.
You know, and, you know, after a while, you've been married 65 years, you kind of get mad after a while, you know.
You're
just going to go with the flow. But so Sunday. So your seniors, I deliver there every other month, and your office is always buzzing and volunteers going on there. From your experience, what do you think keeps them alive besides all your programs, which we'll get into in a little bit?
The camaraderie they have with each other. They love coming to the center to have just peer interaction. They like being social. I learn something new every single day, if not every hour,
sure,
from them. Things I did not know, but they like to get involved and do things. They're one of the things the seniors always ask for is when we ask about classes. Now they're like, well, we want technology. We want to learn how to use a computer. We want to know how to use a cell phone. Because they want to keep up to date with, you know, the younger crowd, So they're always inventing new things. And they always tell me that they don't take medicine. They don't like medicine. They don't eat junk food. they go to sleep early, and they're always going. Yeah, they're always going.
You know, Honolulu Community College down the street here from Salem Media, they have a great computer program class for seniors. You might want to ask them over there. Farah is the person that leads it. It's at Honolulu Community College, but that small college over there is called Emeritus. It's just for computer technology. But she's in a magazine. She writes for the magazine now. And I want to ask her, maybe she can bring some professors or teachers out to your facilities. I don't know if really people want to drive to HCC here, but you might want to ask them because they do all that.
Okay.
That'd
be
great. All kind of different classes. Sure. And you want to have maybe once a month, have them come down and do a class for you guys, because technology, yeah. I mean, I still remember I was at Menchie's a couple of weeks ago, about 8 o'clock on a Friday night with my son and my wife. And I looked to my right. I saw these, look like they're tourists, but they're like in the 80s. And they're all eating ice cream and looking at the iPhones. One guy didn't eat. He wasn't eating ice cream, but he was like playing with his phone and texting people. I was going to take a picture, but I didn't know who they were. But I'll tell you. More and more people are getting into technology at an older age. I have a client. I think she's 82, and she's tech. She knows how to take a picture and send a picture to me via text. I mean, I was very, very surprised. And the biggest user of Facebook is the 50 plus market.
Yes, they love Facebook.
Yeah. You got to have a contest. You got to see who can reach out the farthest, have the most friends. Give them a month.
But some of the seniors say that's the only way for them to communicate with their grandchildren.
Yeah. No, it really is. It really is. In fact, I saw a program when I was on the mainland, how they interact with Japanese in Japan. Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about that?
Right. We do have Japanese students who come and visit our Kupuna support program, which is separate from the senior center program.
But they FaceTime with Japanese students in Japan.
Okay.
And they're actually teaching some of the local people here how to speak more proper Japanese via FaceTime.
Okay.
So it's interesting. But so what are some of the more popular programs, Sunday, or that you offer?
Oh, my. Okay. So our Rhythm in Life program is...
Rhythm in Life.
So we have...
What is that? That sounds fun.
It's an exercise program, one of our exercise programs. And we have... so many seniors in that. We have Rhythm in Life where they actually, our seniors that are more mobile, that can stand and, you know, almost like aerobics, but it's a little bit lighter than that. They'll do that program. And then we also have a Rhythm in Life chair. Our Kupuna support program also joins in with us. We try to, again, keep that intergenerational because Kupunas, you know, they want to get in on the action too. So they come in and they do the chair exercise. Same thing, but just in a chair, in a seated position.
Sure.
It originated through Japan, so the majority of our participants are Japanese, right? Oh. We have a lot of mixed ethnicities, but the majority are Japanese, and many Japanese is their first language.
Yes.
Oh.
So what's great about Rhythm in Life is that the music is all Japanese, and they can relate to that. They use folk songs that the seniors are like, oh my gosh, that was when I was a kid, that song. So then they get excited, and they exercise to that. So it's really a great program, one of our most popular programs.
It is.
So your volunteers and a lot of your instructors speak Japanese then?
Yes.
Majority of
Japanese.
Them.
Yes.
Yes. And then the other program, Tai Chi. Our Tai Chi program is very, very popular. And, you know, I mean, they're learning with, I feel protected. Definitely. Because they learn with a lot of the you know, weapons and things like that.
Really?
Traditional
Tai Chi. Yeah.
And balanced Tai Chi as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how many times a week is that one?
They have Tai Chi actually. We have Tai Chi once a week for certain ones, and then some
are twice
a week.
Depends if it's a balanced Tai Chi or if it's a general Tai Chi.
Yeah.
Rhythm in Life is twice a week.
Have you ever tried that, Tai Chi?
You know, if they would let me in the class, I could, but the class is always filled.
Really?
It's a full class.
It's a full class.
I told a story before that we did Tai Chi. We had a Tai Chi guy come into Lanakila Senior Center, and a bunch of us 50-plus-year-old, 40-year-olds were in the back watching. I said, let's go try this. I've never done it before. I said, listen, I'm always trying new things. And I was in the back, and I was with a couple of my friends over there, and we're trying to do the movement. It was so funny. We're all watching each other. And after a while, they quit. I said, what are you doing? He goes, it's too slow.
It's too slow.
They want to get back to their phone. They want to go text somebody. They want to feel Facebook. The younger generation, I include myself as well, but It was a little difficult for even for me to slow down.
No, but that's the point, is that you're supposed to slow down. That's teaching you how to be more aware of your surroundings. Because Tai Chi is a martial art.
Right.
It's a martial art. So if those 90-year-olds decided to fight you as defense, they would win because Tai Chi is a defense. It's a martial art. But it's a very popular, it teaches you patience. Is what it teaches
you. Well, yeah, young people, we don't have patience. You know? We got stuff to do. We got to save the world, you know?
So, but, you know, when she's talking about popular classes, one of our more popular classes is our Mahjong.
Oh, yes.
Mahjong.
Oh, my
very
goodness.
Serious of yes. our Mahjong.
Serious players. Yes, but they welcome serious. Anyone to join their class. It's every Monday and Thursday morning. And like Sunday said, we open at 7:30, but if I come in at 6:30, they're there. Open the gate. Open the gate. Let me in. I'm like, we're not open. You're here, so you're open. Open the gate. Open the gate. So they set everything up themselves. They do everything themselves. Special tables for Mahjong, all of the necessary game boards and pieces, and they go for it nonstop for hours.
Mm-hmm. To 1 o'clock.
Have you ever thought about having a Mahjong contest with the other facilities and centers? Because I see that everywhere. And you're right. They play for like 4 or 5 hours at a
yes,
time,
they
not
do.
Longer.
That's a good idea.
That might be actually. Something to kind of, I mean, on a friendly basis. I know those people. I've been in there. They're so competitive.
They are very
competitive. I don't know what
their
nature is. Like, I guess it's like Japanese poker, but that person, the type of person,
there's
that
no
plays
talking.
Mahjong. Yes.
There's no talking. They're yeah. serious. So they always say, "Why don't you guys join in?" And we say, because we don't know how to play.
We don't know how to play.
And they said, well, why don't you come? We'll teach you. So when we walk in, we're here. Not now. We're busy. Yeah. So, you know, then the next day, how come you didn't come to learn? So they're very serious, but they're all very nice seniors. They're very, very nice. They're thoughtful. And they welcome any senior to join them. They do. As harsh as they are when they play, they welcome any new senior to join them.
And that actually stimulates the mind.
Yes.
And besides having a social
yes.
contact and friends, that's a big deal.
It's
for
like
them,
a concentration
right?
game.
Yeah, it's a big deal, right?
It is.
Every Monday, Thursday, I'm sure they're like going to sleep early the night before and
right.
getting the
and
snacks
they play
together.
For prizes. You know, this is like a mini Vegas. They play for Spam. They play for Vienna sausage. They play for toilet paper. That's their prizes. So it's serious stuff to them.
Well, if you ever thought about it or want to try and do it, I'm sure the magazine would help
yeah.
out and promote it.
That'd
because
be great.
We've done events with the city and county, the Parks and Recs. They have a, what is it called? It's a senior Olympics they have over there in Salt Lake, Halava. And about 500 seniors come
wow.
once a year for the senior games.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, MCC might be out there.
I think
we're
we should.
A competitive group of seniors.
Oh, yes. Yes, they are. Yes,
very
they
proud
are.
Seniors, too.
Yes. So what other big program do you have over there Sunday besides that? Do you have karaoke?
We have karaoke. Yes, we do. We have line dancing. A lot of people love the line dancing.
Line dancing. So what kind of music do they play for line dancing? Cowboy music?
Not just cowboy music. She plays all kind of music.
Really?
So even
modern.
Even modern music now. Yeah, oh, yeah. The
so line dancing
know.
Where they all do the same movement?
Mm-hmm. And she's very strict on when she teaches. So it's fun, but it's, you know, she will literally...
Really?
Try it again. You know what I mean? Do it again.
Do you have many
do
guys in there? Can I ask?
We have some guys.
We have a few gentlemen.
We're trying to get
there,
more
yeah.
guys out.
Yeah.
To be more active because, you know, I love to go to Rumors. We go to Rumors like every quarter or so, and I try to do a line dance. I got two left feet. And I thought I was a good dancer. You know, I'm pretty athletic, but no. It's so funny. You see girls, ladies in their 80s, and they're doing that line dance. And I'm watching them saying, you're moving too fast for me. I mean, it's amazing.
It's
I mean,
amazing.
I love music, but I wish I could do that better. Maybe I should try and take a class, but then she might yell at me.
she, you know what? That's okay. She yells
what
at everyone.
What day is that, by the way?
She has line dancing, actually, for she has beginners, and then she has on Wednesdays, there's a line dancing. It says for beginners, but it says two, so... It's a little bit more advanced than most people. But she also has line dancing Wednesday, Thursday. So
wow, pretty
yeah,
popular.
It is popular. The other thing that we do is brain training. That's become a huge class for us.
a really, really big class. And we were very fortunate to have a doctor come from Japan and ask if he could do this. So he did.
Does he live here?
Was here for 6 months.
Oh, is that Dr. Hara from Kuakini? No.
He was. I had a hard time understanding. So we had to get our seniors
English,
to translate.
We have to translate every directions.
But Kuakini has a number of gerontologists, and every year they have a fellow come from Japan. And I met this Dr. Hara about 6 months ago. He was here, and he specialized Alzheimer's dementia. And he had it was scary thing he told our audience that every single day. There's an accident caused by someone who has Alzheimer's dementia in Japan.
Wow.
Yeah, because they still want to drive.
Right.
You know, and it's not in the city where they have all of the trains, but it's more out in the suburbs where they're still driving. And because once you get past the age of 85, it's about almost a 50% chance they're going to get Alzheimer's dementia related disease. So, but if you might want, you know, we have a lot of contacts if you want to try and continue that. This doctor did speak a little bit more English. But they have a great program at Kuakini on their gerontology program. Dr. Misaki over there. Misaki over there. Okay. But anyway, do we need to take a short break, Ms. Leah? Thank you very much. So we're here with Nadine and Sunday from Mo'ili'ili Community Center. And don't forget, April 29th, their 115-year celebration at Japanese
Office,
Culture Center.
955-1555 or go to our website, mo'ili'ili.cc.org.
And there's still tickets available, so check them out. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
We will be right back with Percy Ihara from Generations Radio. If you have any questions or want to be part of our discussion, give us a call at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. This is Generations Radio on AM 690, The Answer.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Aloha, this is Martha Clopin.
And Al Harrington. Choosing the right Medicare plan not only saves you money, it also helps you avoid headaches and heartaches down the road.
We want to remind everyone
to listen to a Medicare moment with Martha. Sundays from 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. as we help answer important questions on Medicare so you can stay healthy, wealthy, and wise all year long.
Call me at 543-2073. 543-2073.
I was an addict from the age of 13. I finally decided it was time for a change. I walked into the Salvation Army Adult Rehabilitation Center, and that got me ready for the real world. Now, I choose to be guided by Jesus Christ, and today, I'm building a powerful and promising future, free from drugs and alcohol.
Please shop at the Salvation Army Family Stores. With our discounted sales, your support through your purchase helps men live a clean, sober, and productive life.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer.
Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. Thank you for tuning in every Saturday. Please remind people, Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4. Tell your friends at church, your neighbors, your coworkers, because it's great information. And don't forget, you can go to our YouTube channel. Just type in Generations Magazine. You can see our past shows. Also, our Facebook page. Please like our Facebook page. Oh, by the way, our YouTube channel, you need to subscribe. So every time we have a new posting, you'll get a notice about the new show that's being uploaded of our past shows. So thank you very much to our UH intern, Shayna, who's be graduating in May very soon. So hopefully she'll be on board part-time with us. But I did want to mention our April-May issue will be coming out in probably about a week. I'm sorry. Yeah, April-May issue will be coming out in about a week. And that's going to feature Senator Akaka, Daniel Akaka, and the new facility out in Kapolei, the kidneys. The Kidney Foundation of Hawaii is building a new $12 million facility out in Kapolei, so he's behind that. And I want to thank his family for supporting us and having the senator on our cover. And just a little, should we tell him a precursor to June, July? Our June, July issue is going to feature Mo'ilili Community Center and Nadine and some of our seniors. Maybe we can, well, we'll see about Sunday if you can get her out on one of our photos. But, 115 years. And so, Nadine, last time we talked, you had mentioned that your father brought karate to the Hawaii and was teaching over there?
He actually propagated karate in the state of Hawaii, and he started out at Mo'ilili Community Center.
How long ago was that?
That was about 55, 60 years ago.
Wow. And he's still, I understand he's still practicing?
The class is still there. Yeah, the class is at Mo'ilili Community Center. We offer it on Fridays. So, yeah, it's all over the United States and Hawaii.
Is it a special kind of karate that he does?
It's Shorin. Shorin karate.
Okay.
Shaolin. Yeah, Shorin.
Oh,
so
really?
It's traditional karate. It's the International Karate League. But again, it's on every island and it's on mostly throughout the Midwest and the West Coast. And it's even a credit at some universities.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it here at Hawaii, University of Hawaii?
It's not here at UH, but it's at Boise State. It's at Idaho State, University of Idaho. It's in the University of Minnesota. It's at some of the California schools. Hmm. So his students who are professors became black belts, opened up a school and asked if they could start a class at the colleges. And they said, okay.
Tremendous. We might have to save that story for a separate issue than you guys.
Okay.
Because I think, you know, to see it, like my dad still plays tennis three times a week. He's at 88 years old, going to be 89 this year. But like your dad's
85.
Yeah. So, but just to see that to continue, because I'm still playing softball and a lot of my friends, even some of the guys, my son's teammates on his baseball team were like in their 40s. They said they give up playing. It's like, man, you got to keep on playing.
Right.
You know, you got to keep stay active. You know, you got to keep on coming out to the field. And same like your dad and my dad, they got to stay active. I think that's very key, to my opinion.
It is. And that's the key to our seniors who are in their 90s and even over 100. That's the key.
Well, that's my goal. So hopefully it's your guys' goal as well, because
we're
it's
trying.
A safe place. It's, you know, get the interaction with their fellow members there.
Right, right. So, you know, I wanted to bring up our Kupuna support program.
Right.
Right.
So, no, you know, I've known about you guys, but I've never heard of this program. What is
okay,
this program?
Okay, so we have our senior center, which Sunday is the director of, but we also have a Kupuna support program, and that is a daycare program for our elderly and frail. So basically, we have our Mo'ilili Community Center buses go to the homes and pick up the senior and bring them back to the center. At the end of the day, our buses take them home.
From what time? Can I ask?
The buses pick them up anywhere between 8:30, 8:15, 8:30, and they're back at the center by 9. And the buses leave to take them home at 3 o'clock. So they're home by 4.
And how far out? Because I have a few people I know, one specifically near Ainahaina or Kuleo'o. Is that too far?
Okay, so we don't go out that far. We go up
figured.
To the Kahala area, Ainahaina area. And our boundaries is up to Ward Avenue that we can drive to pick
can
up.
Can they drop them off?
Absolutely. That's,
really?
We also encourage the children.
I have an auntie, that's why. I'm thinking
no,
of
yeah, absolutely. Some of them drop off their parents. They prefer to drop off their parents so that they don't have to be rushed to be picked up at a certain time.
Sure.
So they drop off and pick up their parents.
And so I've been to this facility many times. Whereabouts is that located? On the bottom?
It's on, actually on the third floor. Yes, it's on the third floor. But they come down to the first floor and engage in activities with the senior program on the first floor. So they go up and down with the elevator.
All right.
But for this particular program for Kupuna Support, we prefer that they not be in wheelchairs, but that's fine if they're in walkers or canes, that's fine. So as long as they can use the restroom basically on their own, that's fine. But our staff is there to help assist them. So yes, we do have some who have a slight dementia and they're not ready for a care home. So they ask if they can come to our senior center, and that's fine. We're not a facility, say like a skilled nursing facility or anything like that. We're basically just a place where the seniors can come who are elderly and frail, and throughout the course of the entire day, there's activities for them, for their mind, body, and soul, literally.
You see, but so, you provide a meal?
Yes, we provide a hot meal thanks to Pololo Chinese Home Catering Service, and they give us a very good price. I'm friends with the COO, who's a lion, and I'm a lion.
You're talking about
Darlene Nakayama? Darlene,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And so she helps us out with giving us a very good fee for that. And it is a fee-for-service program, so it is $55 a day. But again, that includes, you know, the transportation and a hot meal and activities throughout the day. They are never left idle, and Sunday can vouch for that.
Yes, definitely.
They are never left idle. They're constantly playing cognitive games, any type of, and brain games as well, things to stimulate their mind and movement as well.
So, but yeah, so, you know, adult day center is one of the growing areas in the community here, because it's better to spend $55 for, what, 6 hours at least?
Yes.
Versus $25 an hour, minimum 3 hours for a home care provider, right?
Right.
So so you say they can have a little bit of dementia or Alzheimer's, but not, I mean, how does that work? Because I have a couple of people I'm thinking about that I've seen seniors every day. They have probably a little bit more than.
Well, we ask for a medical history that's allowed so that we know if there's a problem, if they have allergies or if they have memory loss. And you don't have to be a senior to have memory loss, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not at all. So
every day I have to check myself.
So, you know, we ask if they have, I mean, obviously we can't take anyone who has severe Alzheimer's or anything like that who need really one-to-one. So if they have a slight case of dementia, and Sunday used to run the program when we were between directors. Mm-hmm. We have a director now, but Sunday, did you want to talk a little bit about that?
I think it's more so when we ask for the medical history and things like that, we want to make sure that they're able to kind of be in a group where, you know, it's not the one-to-one. If they need really extreme care, then that would be something, it probably wouldn't mm-hmm. be a good fit for them. But most times we've taken, I've never seen us turn down anyone yet. So yeah,
well, $55 a day, that's a pretty good deal. And especially, you had mentioned that they don't come every day, right?
No, some of them do come every day. They love the program. They come every day. But we have some who come once a week, twice a week. And we do have a wait list, I will say that. But sadly, sometimes the seniors do have to go into a care home or a skilled nursing facility. So then it opens up and then the next senior can come in. But what we do offer is one complimentary day. So you can try it out. Bring your mother, your father, whoever. Bring them, your grandparents, mm-hmm. for one day, and they can try it out at no cost. They can see what it's like.
Oh, wow. Do you guys do any excursions at all?
We do. We try some excursions. They went to the aquarium. That was an adventure. it was fun. It was fun. I will say that we have spaces that open up temporarily, because even if a senior is 90 years old, it doesn't stop them from going to Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
So they go to Vegas for 2 weeks and it opens up. And so we bring someone in for 2 weeks. And if they like it, then they say, oh, next time you have a permanent opening, we'll come back. But we always fill it, because, again, even though they're with their walkers or canes, Vegas is still there for them to take trips. Yearly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think Vacations Hawaii set their record. I think it was 52 wheelchairs on one flight.
Yeah.
Something like that. It was some crazy number. Like, wow, I've been on a plane. I've seen like 22. And I believe they all came from, was it Kauai? I can't remember, but yeah. And I've seen like 15 come from Molokai.
Right.
I mean, amazing how active they are. And man, they go
for
it.
They are active. I mean, even when I'm in Vegas and they all love the actual coin machines, right?
They want to hear the noise.
They want to hear the noise. And just to carry that bucket full of quarters, they need help. So it just cracks me up. But you know what? It keeps them going. It keeps them going.
There's an adult day center that has actually a machine in, in their facility, and that thing is busy all day long.
I bet it is.
You have to wait in line to use that thing. It's a fake. I mean, it's an old one that, you know, they don't use it anymore. So you can buy them for like $500 somewhere in town, and they use them. It's very, very popular because that's what they know, right?
Right.
Pulling that, what do you call it? The one-armed bandit.
Yeah, right.
You know? So what kind of so your meals are, must be pretty healthy then.
The meals are healthy. There's actually a menu that the seniors can select from. There's a menu.
Really?
And so what do you folks want next week? And they choose a menu Monday through Friday the next week.
Wow.
And that's what's great about the Palolo Chinese Home, you know, that we have menu to choose from. It's not just brought to us. We can choose.
So that's a fee for service, which isn't bad, $55 a day.
No.
But you don't take Medicaid for that, right?
No. No, it's $55 a day.
Right? That's pretty good.
But they do have to be members of the center again, the $30 membership fee.
That's a year.
Which is, yeah, it's a year.
But so most of the people that dropped off are by the kids then, I guess, or the grandkids.
Or we pick them up with our buses. We pick them up. And sometimes it's the wife of someone.
No,
it's part of the $55.
Really?
Right. So, you know, sometimes it's a husband who sends their wife, or it's a wife who sends their husband. So we do have men in that program. And one of the most popular things that they play every day is bingo. Because
still
they love bingo. Oh, yeah. And we have to get prizes, so we're thinking of things. And one day I just brought in some stuffed animals, and that was a hit. So now I have to buy stuffed animals all
just
the time.
Just get them donated.
Maybe we'll see. But what we really have to do is make sure that if it's donated, that they're new.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that they're hypoallergenic, right?
Oh,
and
okay,
so we have
right,
to make sure in case there's allergies. So we really have to be selective on what we give our seniors.
We'll put it on our wish list.
Okay. Yeah. For any listener out there. Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, or do a GoFundMe thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll tell you, those little things, those, you know, it means a lot.
It does. It means a lot to them.
Yes. Right?
But some of them wrap it up in a blanket like it's their grandchild or it's their child.
Or they give it away to their grandchildren, right?
That's true. No, they keep it for themselves.
Really?
Yeah.
So, Sunday, what are some of the other programs available to the seniors that have been very popular over the years?
Well, you know, a lot of the ones I've already mentioned. I think one of the things our seniors like to do, and I kind of was just going to go just briefly just because we went over the Kupuna Support Program. But for the Senior Center, we don't have a registration fee. We only have the $30 to join the community center. But it's basically free, everything that we have. And we just ask for donations only. So a lot of times I'll get, you know, we've been getting a lot of new seniors as we go to fairs and we go to health events and things. And they're shy when they first come in. They don't know anybody. A lot of times they're scared, you know. So they're able to still try out whatever class they want. So we give them our newsletter, and in the back there's a class schedule. And we'll describe all the classes with them, walk them to their class. Sometimes we'll even sit in there with them just to make them feel comfortable, you know.
Sure.
And then they'll try out the class. And our seniors in every class we have are super inviting. They're like, come on, you know. And then after that, it's like the first day of school, right? And then right after that, they come into the office and they're like, I'm joining up. We're going to do this. And they're happy, you know. They come, they do whatever they want, they choose what class. It's a la carte, so they can stay all day if they want. They can maybe just pick certain classes if they want to. Maybe they just want to do crafting or something. But they get into a lot of things. We as well do excursions twice a month. We go everywhere. They pretty much tell me what to do. So that's how we run that program.
You will get it for them.
Yeah. So it's, if they want to go to, they really wanted to go out to Kapolei to the new shopping center.
Oh,
and not one time, but twice. Yeah. It was like, no, we didn't get enough time. So we had to back out. We went again. Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. We've done picnics. So we tried to do an annual picnic this last year. We did it at Kualoa Ranch. They loved it. They had so much fun. Rented a big bus. They were just, I mean, you know, the supervision that takes some wrangling sometimes because they're, you know, all over the place. And I kind of tell them, don't this side, they're gone, you know. So, but a lot of the classes that we have, even hula is a huge class for us. They absolutely, hula's on Saturdays.
Are you open on Saturdays?
On Saturdays. We have a few classes on Saturdays.
The center is not open. But the classes are available.
Yeah.
Upstairs on the second floor?
First floor.
Oh, okay.
So we have Kumu Chok, who teaches that class, and it is just, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. A lot of the seniors just, they really do like.
You still have the thrift store over there?
We do, yeah.
Still and how is that filled? Is that by donations and that's a moneymaker for you guys?
Oh. Yes.
And you mentioned craft fairs. You guys have a lot of crafts.
We do now. Yeah, we started, we kind of have our little, we have our craft guru group, I call them. They are, you know, they kind of coordinate all the different craft classes that we have. And they'll go to, right now we're doing between 10 and 12. We just got back from Waimea. Kauai.
10 and 12 craft fairs?
A year, wow. Yeah. And so we just traveled to Waimea, Kauai to kind of do some community bonding with Waimea at the Waimea Town Festival. And there, it was so funny. The things that are a hit on Kauai on different islands might not be a hit
right here.
So they made these little pin bags. I don't know if you remember where you put the clothes pins when you hang your clothes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. They were there and they were gone.
Well,
yeah?
Kauai is, you know, it's kind of hot on the west side, you know.
Hot on the west side.
They don't use dryers
air dry the clothes. So that was a really big hit. And then we got to, you know, they got to meet other senior centers and talk story and just build on that. So those are the kind of experiences we're trying to do. Craft fairs are great. All of our items that are coming into the center are donated. And then our seniors donate their time to actually make different items. And these are things that it's a lot of them are dying arts, too.
It's not dying yet. I mean, it's still around. In fact, I was talking to a friend of mine over at Oceanic Cable, Channel 16. And, you know, they have a lot of shows over there that are homegrown and homemade. And my friend said, you would never guess what the number one show on OC16 is. You guys know?
What is it?
I don't know.
The craft show.
Really?
By far the largest viewership. By far. So it's not dying. It's still thriving. And that, you know, you think about it, you know, the baby boomers are from what, 54 to 70, 72, 71? But their parents are still alive and thriving. And they love craft fairs. In fact, Nadine, you was mentioning about that one designer, they said does dresses?
Yes. She makes, and they're equivalent to Ann Namba. No disrespect to Ann Namba, but it's 1/3 the price of her clothes. But to me, just as nice.
Really?
Very traditional. And she makes it out of a donated kimono and obi. Oh. So it's traditional Japanese
wear
look.
At our craft fairs.
We sell it at our craft fairs.
At MCC craft fairs.
Really?
At the Senior Center craft fairs. Yes. And they're, again, they're great. You should come out and check it out. She'll teach you how to make it.
Well, we'd love to do a story. When we're always looking for stories, like as mentioned earlier, stories to encourage people to be active, encourage them to show off their wares and show off their crafts. And just be a role model, per se, for other seniors to do things that they've always been good at or maybe hasn't done in a while. But like you had mentioned those Japanese rugs. My grandmother made those for everyone in our family, including all the grandkids.
Oh, the Japanese
lucky.
Rugs.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. They take a long time
to
make.
Like I was telling Percy at commercial break that we have a senior who's like 97 years old, and she makes those rugs very tight and intricate. And I said, so how many yards? About 10 yards to make this? She goes, 10 yards? And she laughed, and she goes, it's 500 yards. I went, 500 yards? That's 5 football fields.
Well, if you ever watch, they roll it up.
And she cuts it into one-yard strips.
Yeah.
One inch thick, one-yard strips. Think about it. 500 yards, 1 yard at a time, 1 inch wide.
My grandmother did that. For as long as one thing I remember about her always doing, if you went in her little closet room with the sewing machine with the pedal, I mean, it was amazing to watch, and it's a piece of work, I'll tell you.
Right, it's art.
So, you guys sell that at your craft fair
or
at the thrift
fairs.
Store? You guys sell any of that
at the thrift store? At the craft fairs. Oh. But you know, you were talking about how crafts are still one of the most watched show on. So I just want to mention a couple of our arts and crafts that we offer. So what we have is we have the Japanese and Okinawan doll making, Oshie and Kimekomi, which is making Japanese dolls or Okinawan dolls.
Are they different, Okinawan and Japanese?
Well, Okinawan's a different culture.
Right.
And so the dolls look different. We have Kumihimo, which is the art of braiding string or cord. And it's used for pendants, or they even make Kumihimo leis. There's Chigirie, which is the Japanese style of creating a collage picture by tearing washi paper. So it's very traditional Japanese that we're doing. And there's tsumami zaiku, which is making miniature intricate artwork using tweezers. So we have a lot of different things that we feature Japanese arts and crafts. But again, we have traditional, you know, yarn classes and weaving classes, typical American type of arts and crafts. But we also feature a lot of the traditional Japanese arts and crafts, which I think is what makes us who we are at Mo'ili'ili Community Center, because we keep the Japanese culture alive and thriving.
Have you ever been down to that Japanese Adult Day Center in right below Roosevelt? Sakura House?
No.
You might want to talk to them, because they're all Japanese. And all their CNAs or workers over there are Japanese speaking.
Oh.
And that is known to be specifically Adult Day Center just for Japanese speaking. But you might want to bring in some of those to your crafts and maybe do small little teachings over there. So I just find different programs out there and try and support each other and kind of create some collaboration between each other.
No, that's great. That's great.
That might be great, because, you know, a lot of times we'll see seniors volunteering to help other seniors.
Right. That's exactly what happens at our center.
Yes.
Because
that's
the seniors are the teachers, and then when their class is done, they take a class from another senior. Yes. So they know each other because they're like, you know, sensei in one class, and then they're students in another class.
You know what interests me, though, when I've been to many classes, now you have that big board when you walk up the stairs of all your classes every day for the month. It's like mind-boggling. I look at that thing like, oh my goodness, I'll be here every day of the week.
That's not all, though. We have a calendar of events, too. So
yeah, so I like that. So I know your website has all that information, right?
Right.
Is Mo'ili'ili Community Center?
Mo'ili'ilicc.org.
Oh, Mo'ili'ilicc.org, okay. Yes. So if you're wondering what we're talking about, these programs, we're talking about Mo'ili'ili Community Center there in Mo'ili'ili. It's right behind Down to Earth.
Right.
And, you know, you guys are celebrating 150, that's what amazed me, 115 years. You're definitely the oldest center in Hawaii, right?
We think we are.
I think so. You
know, we're flourishing. So we're continuing.
I'll tell you, you know, I mean, we've done stories in Kaunoa and in Maui and the Lanakila Center, which has a lot of seniors. But because you do a lot more intergenerational, we have the children as well, and in the Japanese language school. So
you know what's really funny is the senior center does shut down during the winter.
It does
for a couple of weeks, however long the winter break is for the kids.
Oh, that's only a couple of weeks?
2 to 3 weeks
sometimes.
Oh, that's
nothing.
Yeah, so we do shut down. But the seniors still come because the office is open, so they come.
Oh.
They come as if we weren't closed. And they sit, and because they're now happy family, right? So they come to see each other because that's the meeting place. That is the gathering place. And so they see each other at the center, even though we're closed, as far as the senior center is concerned, as far as activities and programs. The office, again, is open, but the seniors come because they like to see their children play. It's like their grandchildren.
So the after-school program is still going on then?
Yes, because it's winter vacation, so it's all day again. So it's like our Summer Smiles program, but it's our winter program. So it's, again, it's from 7 to 5:30. So parents can work and drop the kids off, and it's an all-day program.
That's what's so interesting about your center there, that you do so many diverse programs. But anyway, we have a couple more minutes. We want to basically let everybody know it's Mo'ili'ili Community Center, and you have that 115th celebration at Japanese Culture Center.
Yes, April 29th starts at 5:30 at the Manoa Grand Ballroom. And if you would like to join us celebrating 115 years, you can call us at 955-1555. Or email us at office@mo'ili'ilicc.org, or go to our website at mo'ili'ilicc.org.
And you still got a few tickets left over. And
we do.
If you like to go to Vegas, you know, they're going to be giving away a Vegas trip for
two. We have a great silent auction as well, and a boutique. And the boutique will be featuring a lot of items that the seniors made. So
the rugs. I want to get a rug.
Well, and you will be there. So a lot. And the clothes that I was talking about will be there that our senior made. So there's all kinds of things, intricate details. Yes.
My wife's
jewelry.
Me, so.
So jewelry. The seniors make jewelry out of paper, and you would never know it. So it's a great night, a great evening.
You're going to have karaoke contest?
No karaoke contest. Maybe we can hold that for now. But I did want to say that one of our other more popular classes is bon dance.
Because
Because even though we don't have, you know, bon dance is usually only during the summer.
Right.
We offer bon dance every year, throughout the year.
Good for you. Anyway, Nadine Nishioka and Miss Sunday, thank you so much for coming on. You know, this is going to air this weekend, and we'd love to have you guys back. And we'll just post it on our YouTube page, Generations Magazine. So thank you, everybody. We're here every Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4, here on AM 690, The Answer. So everybody have a great weekend. Aloha, and live well.